Hello, welcome to another episode, and today we are going to be reading Unicorn Diaries, Bo the Brave, Chapter 1 and Chapter 2. So let's get started. Chapter 1, Glitterific Greetings. Sunday. Hello, lovely diary. It's your favorite unicorn, Rainbow Tinsel. Everybody calls me Bo. I live in an enchanted wood called Sparkle Grove Forest. Here it is. It's a twinkle fantastic place to live in. We share this forest with other magical creatures, like pixies. Here are four fun facts about pixies. They're the smallest creatures in the forest. They're even smaller than fairies in the tree sprites. They live in tiny houses. They wear armor and fly around on dragonflies. They're very easily scared. One second. As you already know, I'm a unicorn. Horn. Every unicorn is different. Eyes. Big and twinkly, we can see things a long way away. Rainbow mane. We can keep stuff in it, and it looks pretty good. Tail. Swooshing it makes our unicorn power work. It also is fun to braid. Unicorns are much more than a colorful horn, though. Here are some glitterific facts. We each have a different unicorn power. I'm a wishcorn. Unicorn. I can grant one wish every week. We glow when we're nervous or scared. Our horns are great for scratching one another's backs. We're not very good at math. Actually, that might just be me. I live with my friends at Sparkle Grove Forest. Sparkle Grove School for Unicorns, SSU, is the best. Here is my best friend, Sunny. He can turn invisible. My other friends have cool unicorn powers, too. At SSU, we study super sparkly subjects like glitter painting, history of Sparkle Grove Forest, magical storytelling, and use of unicorn powers. My friends and I each have a special unicorn patch blanket. Each week, we try to earn a new patch. These patches show everything that we've learned so far. I can't wait for Mr. Rumpeltwinkle to decide what this week's patch will be. And that was chapter one. Now we're going to do about two or three questions. So, what are three facts about unicorns? I'll give you a little time. Okay. So, one of them is we each have a different unicorn power. She is a wishcorn. They glow when they're nervous or scared. And their horns are great for scratching one another's backs. Okay, now for chapter two. Here's chapter two. Spooky Stories, Monday. Diary, sorry if I'm running a bit wobbly. I'm a bit scared. Last night, Jed told us a bedtime story, and, well, it was a bit spooky. It was a dark and stormy night in the forest. After he finished his story, we left our horns glowing all night because we were feeling afraid of the dark. Even Jed was scared. Then, just as we had calmed down enough to sleep, Monty screamed. He had spotted a big spider running through our unipod. This made us all jump, but the spider was only Mr. Rumpeltwinkle. Oh my, you're jumpy this tonight. That gives me a good idea for this week's patch. You'll try to earn your bravery patch. But look how brave I am already. Exciting. How do we earn the bravery patch? You will camp outside for 3 nights. Will you be there? No. Oh. But There is nothing to be scared of in Sparkleroot Forest. We've all studied its creatures and its history. Plus, you'll be together. There will be four of you in one tent, three in the other. We were excited and a bit scared to camp out on our own. I can't wait to earn my bravery patch. Camping is going to be fun. Yeah, but the forest is so dark at night. We have our powers, and we have each other. As long as we stick together, we'll be fine. I hope I'm right, Diary. Whatever happens, this will be an adventure. And that is chapter 2. Now for a few questions. So, the first question is, what kind of patch are they going to try to get? This one should be easy because I was really just talking about it. Okay. They were trying to earn their bravery patch. If you didn't get that one right, that's okay. And the next one is, this one is going to be very hard. Who was telling this story that was spooky that made them glow all night because they were nervous? Give you a little more time to think about this one. Okay, so that answer was Jed told us the story. Okay, we're going to do one more question, and then we will be done for today. Well, for these two chapters. Okay, What did Mr. Rumtwinkle turn into? A big blank running through our uniport pod. Okay, Mr. Rumtwinkle turned into a giant spider. And that is our last question. So, I will see you next time for Chapter 3, A Dark and Stormy Night. Bye! Have a great day. Bye.